Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a journey, not a destination. There are no mistakes, just chances we've taken. Lay down your regrets, 'cause all we have is now. Wake up in the morning and get out of bed. Start making mental lists in my head of all of the things that I am grateful for. Early in the morning, the dawn of a new day, new hope, new dream, new way. I open up my eyes and I open up my mind and
Here's to your health with me, Dr. D. It's so good to see you guys out there in the studio, in the listening audience studio tonight. It's a pleasure to be with you on this cold. Let me tell y'all something. I almost had a serious incident today, but praise God, everything worked out all right. I took my baby girl for her walk this morning. And me not thinking, I was not thinking, you guys, that it's, you know, it was as cold as it was outside. So I get my little stuff on and I put her little cute sweater on her. I'm talking about my men pen now, so don't nobody call protective services on me thinking I'm talking about a child. But I got her all ready. And we went for our little walk. And about a quarter of a mile into the walk, she started lifting up her little paw, like, oh, something hurts. And I was like, oh, my goodness, what's wrong, what's wrong? And she was still just lifting him up, and I was like, oh, my God, what's wrong? So I picked him up, and the Holy Spirit let me know that her little paws were cold. And when I picked her up, I felt him, and she, when I went to touch her, she was like, ow, like that. And I said, oh, my goodness, oh, my goodness. So I kept her in my arms for a while, and then I put her back down, and she was okay for a minute. And then she started doing it again. And I said, oh, my goodness, what is wrong? And I picked her up again, and I held her really close to me, and I could feel her. She was just, like, shaking, like, like that. And I said, oh, no. So I wrapped my sweater. I had this big sweater scarf around my neck. So I just wrapped that around her, and I held her really close to me. And so she was still shaking, so I started running. I started running home so I could get her home. But when I got her home, I realized that she was just so cold. It was cold out there this morning, guys. When I got out, it was like zero. When I got back home and I logged onto my computer, it was zero. So don't take your little doggies out unless, you know, it's just for a little while. Like, you know, maybe, like, she'll go in the backyard, and then she'll run to get back in the house. She'd be calling me, let me in, and I see why, you know. So, yeah, it's cold out there for our little ones, especially the ones like mine. Mine doesn't, her hair is real short, you know. So you have to really be watchful of them, and don't let them stay out too long, because you might go to the door, and they might be sitting on the porch, be one of them little frozen dogs sitting out there. So, no, we don't want that to happen. But how's everybody doing this evening? I'm expecting some of you guys to chime in tonight and let me know what's going on with you. One of these nights, I'm going to have some talking people on this show. I really appreciate the brother that called in last week from Illinois. But you know what? I'm just believing that we're going to start having some more talking people on this show. So tonight I want to talk to you about a couple of things. I've been getting some real, excuse me. Let me have a sip of my tea with my garlic in it. Remember I told you? Oh, that's so good. Okay. I have been getting some emails, and some of you wanted me to just talk about some in general things like caffeine and sugar and monosodium glutamate and stuff like that, fried foods and processed foods and stuff like that. So I said tonight was going to be the night that I was going to do that. And I also want to let you know that if you have any questions on anything, just press option one on your telephone keypad, and I'll be more than happy to bring you in. I'm trying to warm up. I'm just running in from into the studio from a meeting that I had that I forgot I had with my pastor on tonight. But he's such a forgiving man until I made the meeting, and I'm back in the studio doing the show. So all is well. So, yeah, let's get started. I want to let you guys know that Here's to Your Health is brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network Station. And we're here every Tuesday from 9 to 10 o'clock p.m. And it's so awesome when, you know, I see the lights start lighting up when the different callers start coming in. And I just want you guys to know that if there's anything that you'd like to share tonight or any questions you might have, just come on, chime in. Press that in one on your telephone keypad. So, okay, here we go. I had someone to ask me, do I prefer the liquid extracts of the herbs more than I do the capsules or the other tinctures or anything like that? And I love herbal extracts. I also like capsules. It just depends on what the herb is. But I am a fan of liquid herbal extracts. And that's because the extracts give you an extra bonus of healing factors that have been known and practiced for centuries. And today, Every day, advanced scientific research is being done on herbal remedies on a grand scale across the globe and with known positive results. And I like herbal extracts because of their speed and ease in assimilation. Put it in your mouth, up under your tongue, chew on it a little bit, let it multiply, and, you know, it's easily assimilated. So that's one reason why I really love herbal extract. And when they're used in the proper potency and dosage, they are very effective. I mean very effective. For example, if you have an abscess, you can take the herb echinacea and you can apply it on the tooth, the abscess and the tooth, and it'll be gone in 24 hours. That abscess will be gone in 24 hours. But you got to make sure you're getting the right potency of herb. Don't walk into a health food store and say, can you give me some echinacea? Because they could probably point to 150 different brands of echinacea. Know the person you're getting your herbs from. I get my herbs from a company that has been in business for years. So know who you're getting your herbs from, okay? It's very important to know who you're getting your herbs from. Okay, so that's it for the extracts. I love the extracts. But then there's some herbs that I like taking in capsule form. It just depends. It depends on the herbs. You know, it's more or less like trial or error. Sometimes if I'm taking Cascara Sagrada, if I want to get a quick relief, I'll take the extract. But if I want to do like an overnight, let it work overnight, then I'll do the capsule. And I'll take the capsules maybe about 5 o'clock in the evening, take a couple capsules, about 4 o'clock in the evening. And with some water, you know, a nice big glass of water. And then in the morning, I will get a wonderful flush. So, and you can tell when it's time to get something going. You know, when you have those little turds come out looking like snakes, then you know it's time to clean house, you know, because it shouldn't look like that. It should be a nice-sized poop, you know, that disintegrates when you flush the toilet, like that. We were talking about that on yesterday. I was talking about that with a guy, and you should have seen the look on his face when I asked him. I said, well, how's your elimination? And he said, huh? And I said, how's your bowel movement? He said, oh, yeah, they're good. I said, what do you mean by good? And he said, well, they're good. And I said, okay. I said, are they turds or are they poop? And he is it poop? He just bust out laughing. And I said, I know that's something you don't hear people talk about too much, right? I said, but that's something we should be talking more about. So I said, okay, so is it a turd? Is it little turds or is it poop? And I explained to him what poop was when you know, it's like horse poop. And he said, no, it's not like that. And he said, it could be because I drink a lot of pop. And I said, yeah, it could be precisely because you drink a lot of pop. And I explained to him how bad pop was, and he was telling me about an issue he was dealing with. So, you know, I was telling him that the first thing he got to do is clean up the terrain on the inside. You know, we don't treat any kind of illness because it's just like if you look at, just say, for instance, you look at eczema. Now, you would think that eczema has to do with the skin, okay? Now, eczema, it's just a symptom. It's not a disease. It's a symptom, and it's a symptom of stress, of liver malfunctioning, impure blood, allergies, Those are some of the root causes for eczema. Also dry skin, you know. So, I mean, you can. It's a lot of causes. Eczema is just a symptom. You got to go to the actual root of the issue. That's why we don't treat any, you know, when people come and say, well, I got this. What do I do about that? I want to know, what are you eating? What are you drinking? You see what I'm saying? And they say, oh, well, I just thought I could give me something. If we did that, then we'd be like the medical doctors, treating the symptoms. You see, masking the symptoms. And we don't want to do that. We want to help the body to be in synergy so that it can heal itself. Your body will heal itself, and we know that. So that's what we want to do. We want to put the body back in harmonic synergy so that it can do what it does so very well, heal itself. So that's one thing I want you to just know that, you know, sometimes it's with what works best for you. You know, I hear people say that, you know, they like the capsule better than they do the extract. Okay, that's a personal preference. You see what I'm saying? So sometimes we just have to try things and just see what works best for us. So in some cases, like I said, I like the extract. When I do certain herbs like my milk thistle seed, I do an extract. You know, I do it, and right now this month I'm hitting my milk thistle 3 times a day. I'm hitting my liver. I'm giving my liver some love. I'm showing some love for my liver. So that's something you may want to consider, too. I have some information I'd like to share with you tonight on the liver. So hopefully I'll be able to get to that. So don't forget, if you have any questions or anything like that, any comments, what are you doing this year that's different from last year as far as your health is concerned? Do you have any new protocols? Have you added anything? Have you subtracted anything? If you want to share tonight, you just feel more than happy to press #1 on your telephone keypad, and you can do exactly that, okay? Some things I think you should really avoid, and I mean avoid, and caffeine is one of them. Did you know in large amounts, caffeine is a stimulant? And it depletes the adrenals and becomes addicted to the point where the body can't do without it. That's exactly right. People on high amounts of caffeine have a tendency to get their energy from the caffeine rather than proper nutrition that the body needs to produce energy. You know what? I don't have any problem with energy. Anybody know me know that in the morning I'm off and running. You catch me if you can. I am off and running because it's just so, I go to bed. Listen, I want you to try this. For 30 days, I want you to I want you to go to bed so that you can get 8 hours of sleep. Do this for 30 days. And at the end of 30, for those of you that's not already doing it, because I know a lot of you, from what you shared with me, you started doing that, and you see a significant difference in your energy level, the way you wake up in the morning. You don't wake up like, oh, okay, here we go. You know, so for those of you that's not doing it, I just want to encourage you tonight. Make a for 30 days. In fact, next month, if you want to start it next month, because next month, February, is going to be our 28-day. We're doing a kickoff for health and wellness next week. It's going to be a 28-day, and I'll tell you more about it on next Wednesday. That'll be the last show for the month. I'll tell you more about, I'll go more into it then, about just what we're going to be doing, what we're going to be incorporating, and things like that. And I want you to get a calendar. I want everybody to get a calendar and have a calendar for next month. We're going to really do some exciting things this next month for the 28-day days to wellness, health and wellness, okay? So now, yeah, that's caffeine. And you have to be ever so watchful. Do you know I was at a function yesterday at church? We had an awesome function yesterday And it was to celebrate Martin Luther King's birthday. And normally it's held in Westland. And but this year they asked, Westland mayor asked if we could have it at our church. It was awesome. So many people. I got to see my old schoolmate, Dewey Reeves. Is Dewey's last name Reeves? Yeah. I got to see him and some more classmates. So, I mean, we had a wonderful time, and it was just awesome. Just a fellowship afterwards. We had a chance to have a little repast over on the other side. And when I went over on the other side to get me something to drink, I got a cup of green tea, not thinking about it, just wanting something to get in my throat because my throat was feeling kind of dry. Our choir sang, and my throat was dry. So I wanted something. I said, oh, green tea. I picked it up, opened it, put it in my cup, and drank it. And let me tell you, I was buzzing. And it dawned on me that green tea had caffeine in it. And I don't do caffeine. So for me, caffeine is like an upper. You see what I'm saying? And it, I mean, it had me flying. I came home and I called a friend of mine and I was just talking. And he was like, wow, what's up with you? And I was like, nothing. What do you mean? What's up? He's like, yeah, you just run talking. And that's when it hit me. I said, oh, and I thought about that tea. Tea acts as a stimulant, and you have to be aware. Coffee, tea, and some carbonated beverages are very high in caffeine. You know, they have these caffeine drinks out now. What are they? Red Bull and different ones, like different things like that. Very high in caffeine. They have you flying. And did you know that also roasting, the roasting of coffee beans causes them to be high in carbons, which are a carcinogenic? Yes. And carbonated beverages are high in phosphorus, which depletes the body of much-needed calcium. So these are just some things to be aware of. You know what? I say every day, for those of you that know about Louise Hay, she has a living Your Best Day Now CD or something. In fact, I've given a few people a CD. And in it, one of her mantras is, water is my best beverage. I love water. Water is my best beverage. That should be our best. I mean, we all, every once in a while, even myself, every once in a while, maybe you want to drink a little apple juice or a little something else, but that's not the norm. Our norm should be healthy. And every once in a while, if you want to, but let me tell you something. Your body will let you know when you've had something and it just does not agree with you, your body will let you know. I had something yesterday. I was so hungry. I ate something yesterday, and today my body is so mucousy. It's letting me know that that little thing that you ate that they say was this or that, it didn't agree with me. So now I'm dealing with a mucus issue today, so I'm drinking my nasal and throat tea today. So just watch, read labels. Beware. Sugar and white flour, they're both very hard on both the digestive system and the sugar balance. Sugar and white flour. We call those the angels of death. Sugar, salt, and white flour. I spoke to a friend of mine today in Georgia, and he was telling me that he something happened. He ended up in the hospital. He said, and this nurse told him, she said, you know, I know that you're a minister. She said, I want you to tell it from the pulpit. I want you to tell all black people that salt is lethal to them. We have, salt is lethal for us, y'all. I'm telling, we are much more sensitive to sodium. And we have to know that. We got to pull back from eating all this salt, you know, salt in our food. You know, when my brother, when his children were little, they had their little purses. You know how the girls had their little bitty purses. They would carry little bitty salt shakers or little bitty packets of salt in their purse. And they would salt everything before they even tasted it. And right today, my brother does the exact same thing. And trying to get him off of that salt is like trying to get him off of cocaine. It's something. So sugar, salt, white flour, they're hard on the sugar and the white flour. They're hard on the digestive system and the blood sugar balance. And remember, you're trying to clean and heal the body, not clog it, not cause any damage to it. Those chemical sweeteners, including the NutraSweet has phenylalanine in it, and also aspartic acid. And this, now you'll never think that this is in NutraSweet. Methanol is in NutraSweet. And methanol is a poisonous alcohol, and on its own, it can cause blindness, death. Mixed with the other ingredients to make it taste sweet, it can cause dizziness and headaches and nausea and diarrhea and loss of mental clarity and also visual problems. So stay away from the artificial sweeteners. They're crazy. And you know what? This stuff is selling like wildfire. Everywhere you go, it's on tables in the restaurant, you know, and all the little commercials. You know, you see the commercials about how it's natural. It's a natural sweetener. Yeah, right. Monosodium glutamate, MSG. It is in Chinese food. When you go to the Chinese food restaurant, and after you become desensitized from monosodium glutamate, MSG, you will be able to tell it. So many people are eating those little noodles, those little ramen noodles. Y'all, throw that stuff in the trash. That stuff is loaded with sodium and monosodium glutamate, MSG. That little flavor packet, that after you boil the noodles and you put that little flavor packet over the noodles, that is nothing but sodium and monosodium glutamate. It's terrible. So now, get rid of it. Monosodium glutamate is a sodium salt. It's a glutamate acid, and it's used as a flavor enhancer. What it does is trick your taste buds into thinking that whatever this stuff you're eating is so good. And I have heard people say about those ramen noodles, oh, they are so good. Good, isn't it? Somehow a little pack of noodles could be so good. I see people in the store buying them by the cases. Oh, wow, that stuff is so bad for you, because it's a flavor enhancer, and when it's ingested, it can cause many symptoms such as chest pains and facial pressure and headaches and sweating. It can even cause you to have a burning sensation. And after you become desensitized to it, to the point where you haven't had it in a while, when you have it, you'll know it, because it'll give your tongue a numbing effect. And it is in a lot of Chinese food has it already incorporated in it, like the egg rolls and the spring rolls and things like that, because like one restaurant told me, they come already prepackaged. A lot of this stuff they don't make right there in the restaurant, like the egg roll. A lot of them they purchase. So, and then if you ask them, can you not put MSG in it, sometimes they'll tell you, oh, yeah, we won't put it in it. But it depends on what it is, because like one lady told me at this restaurant when I was inquiring, she said, no, they can't not put it in there because, like, with things like the shrimp fried rice, they make it in batches. You see what I'm saying? So they're not just going to make up. But then some places will tell you that, no, we won't put it in there, and they won't put it in there. I know one place that I used to do, when I used to eat Chinese food, I would go to Wang Fu Hua on Inkster Road in Garden City. And they, the lady, I frequented there, and she would tell me that, no, we don't have to put MSG in it. But it's been a while now since I've even had any. Because you know what? This is a process. This isn't something where just overnight you change. You know, there was times when I just said, well, I didn't feel like cooking today. I didn't want to do this. I'm going to run up here and get me some Chinese vegetables. You see? And she would say, no, we wouldn't put any MSG in it. And I could tell if there's some in there, I could tell because my tongue would feel like it's numb. MSG, check your potato chip bag, your Doritos. And you notice now the commercial that's out about the Dorito, what is it, the Dorito chip itself, the taco chip, they have a Dorito flavor. I 10 to 1, it's MSG in there. But all your Doritos and things like that, anything that has a flavor-enhancing coating on it, you know, barbecue chips and stuff like that, check, read the label. And now don't be fooled, though, because a lot of times they won't say MSG or monosodium glutamate. It'll say natural flavoring. So just got to beware. If you know somebody that smokes cigarettes and you're around them and you're breathing secondhand smoke, do you know that secondhand smoke has been found to be even more detrimental to your health than just as detrimental as smoking? And even third-hand smoke is when you've been around somebody that's smoking, and then you come around somebody else that doesn't smoke, and the smell, you can smell that smell on them. You're third hand. You're getting it third hand. It can be even more detrimental to your health. And if you're a non-smoker, when you're in a situation and people smoking, and you might feel too embarrassed, you know, to say, you know, well, I don't smoke. You know, just remember that the air around you is yours to breathe. So you got to protect the air. And if you can't leave, ask the smoker to stop smoking around you. You know, you're not going to smoke in my car. You're not going to smoke around me. And if it's someplace where, you know, people are smoking and they congregated, then I don't have any problem with leaving the area. But you're not going to smoke in my presence. If I can't ask you to leave, I'll leave. I'll go. You see, because it is so important that we know just how deadly those carcinogens and toxins and things are in those cigarettes. Don't let anybody smoke around you, you know. Also, processed foods. I had somebody ask me about, they sent me an email and said, what are some of the best processed foods I can buy? And I said, that's like an oxymoron. That's, you know, the best processed food? Processed foods are hard on the body because of they use a lot of salt and sugar and chemical sweeteners, MSGs, and stuff like that to process them. So, so if you can take, just imagine this. Now, you can buy a pack of lunch meat in the grocery store, and you can bring it home and keep it for 2 to 3 weeks. What could be good about that? You know, the reason I go to the store so many times during the week is because my food is perishable. I have to use it. If I don't use it, you guys know that. You know, you bring home some lettuce. If you don't use it in a few days, you know, it's gone. I mean, they got all these bags and stuff out now that you can put your vegetables in. Listen, it was meant to do just what it does. After you've had it for a couple of days, then you notice the leaves start to turn and slimy, and that's how it's supposed to do. It's breaking down. It's no chemical additives on it, you see. So don't do away with processed food as much as possible, okay? As much as get rid of the processed foods. Eat more natural, clean foods. Fried foods is another culprit. Fried foods are bad for you because it's difficult for the body to process them. It's hard for the body to process fried foods. Check this out. When you heat oil to a real high temperature, it turns rancid. Now, the longer it's at that high temperature, the more rancid the oil becomes. And rancid oil cause free radicals. And it can also be stored in the body easily. It's fat. And it also accelerates the aging process. Now, just remember how when we were young, and maybe some of you still do this now, but, excuse me, remember how Mama used to have the can on the stove, and after you finish frying the chicken, you pour the chicken, the grease into the can, and next time the chicken is be fried, you pour it back into the skillet and fry the chicken, and then pour it back in, all that's left, you pour it back into it, and then the next time you pour it back in when you're frying something else, pork chop chicken or whatever, and then if it's not enough, you pour some more new oil in with that. We got to stop this madness. We got to stop this madness. That oil becomes rancid after you heat it to a high temperature. So do away with the fried foods. You know, am I saying do away with them totally forever? Listen, do you. Ooh, excuse me. Do you. But, you know, if you got to have something every once in a while, you know, it's okay. But ideally, you don't need fried foods. You don't need fried oven bake it. If you just got to have it, oven bake it. Okay, artificial colorings and flavorings, what are they? They are chemicals, and they're hard on the body. And many of these artificial flavorings and colorings, they are allergens, and they'll depress the body's immune system. Listen, we do not need anything depressing our immune system right now, not with all the flus and... We went to visit a nursing home on last week, and when we stepped in, we saw everybody with masks and everything, and come to find out, they had a flu out, an influenza breakout in this nursing home we went to. I had my astragalus in the car. I hit me about 4 dropper fulls before I went in, and when I came out, I did the same thing. I have it, I just thought about it. It's still in my car now. I better go take it out. But I keep my astragalus. I keep my astragalus with me and other herbs. You know, some of the other ones we talked about. You know, the IMSW. That's an awesome herb for strengthening the immune system. You gotta get that. You gotta look into that herb to fight the flu. Keep you some olive leaf or some astragalus or some bone set or even bee populace on hand. Keep you some herbs on hand that's going to help you during this cold and flu season. And make sure you're washing your hands. Make sure you're telling your children and grandchildren, wash your hands. Wash your hands. We got to protect the little people because they bring this stuff home and they coughing and sneezing and bring it home to you. So we just have to be very conscientious this cold and flu season, because you know they're selling, trying to get everybody and their grandmama to take these cold and flu, these flu shots. It's all on TV, and every time I see one, I say money, 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 money. Money, 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 money. Listen, we have got to take control of our health. We have got to take control of our own health. There's things, don't give the virus or germs a place to live. Keep your bowels clean. Make sure you're having at least 3 bowel movements a day. You know, it's really strange to me when I hear people say, like the person I was talking to on yesterday, that they have one or, and I think he said he thought he should say maybe 2, you know, because he was just talking to me. But he said 1, maybe 2, you know. But isn't it amazing that we can eat 2, 3, 4, 5 times a day and only have 1 bowel movement? What is up with that? You got to keep those bowels clean. You should have at least 2 to 3 bowel movements a day, depending on how you eat, and more considering how many meals you're putting in. And also, to assist in keeping that bowel clean, consider Cascara Sagrada or CCEW. Those are awesome herbs to help encourage the peristaltic action of the colon. You want to get rid of a virus, a cold, or either a flu virus. Stay hydrated. Stay hydrated. I cannot, you know, say that enough. Stay hydrated. You can also use peppermint extract. It's good for if you're having any kind of upset stomach. Peppermint extract is awesome for that. Use the IVH for relief of any kind of flu sufferings, any kind of misery from the flu, any kind of infections, any kind of virus. The IVH is awesome for that. Make sure you get plenty of rest. Rest is the best medicine. That's why I was saying for 30 days, I want you to try getting 8 hours of sleep each night. Or most nights, because I don't do it every night. Like tonight, you know, I have the radio show. Then I wake up in the morning. I got to work out before I go to Bible study. So I may not get 8, but I will get 7, about 7, depending on what time I actually go to sleep. Some nights after I do the radio show, it's hard for me to wind down because I be so amped from the show and all the material and stuff that I've gone over. So I just kind of have to try to wind down. I'll have me another cup of tea for the night, you know, maybe some bedtime tea or something like sleepy time or something like that. But just keep in mind that we have to eat right for this time of the year. Stay away from all that old fast food and high-fat food and things that's going to compromise the immune system, because this is the time of the year we want to really pay close attention. Get outside. Go outside. Don't stay stuck up in the house day in and day out. Go outside if you don't do nothing but go around and go out and walk in the backyard and breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, you see, to get that lining in the nose toughened up so you won't be so susceptible to viruses and colds and things like that. Get outside. I tell parents, get the little kids outside. Put a little scarf over their nose and take them outside for a few minutes. I remember when I was younger, there was a lady that lived across the street from us, and she kept her grandchildren. And I would always see her, even the little baby, the little bitty baby, wasn't an infant, but it wasn't walking. And she would have that baby bundled up, and she would come outside on the porch and just stand with him for a little while. The baby would have a little scarf across his nose and, you know, be all bundled up in the little bundle thing. And I say, wow, I wonder why is she doing that? But she would do it every single day. She babysat for her grandchildren, and she would come outside, and later on I found out why. Those kids, her grandkids were never, ever, well, not never, ever, but they rarely had colds, you see? So that's something to just think about. Use herbal antibiotics and take it with food if you have any kind of problems with colds and flus this year. One I mentioned was the IMSW. That's one for strengthening the immune system. To fight the flu, the olive leaf, the astragalus, the bone set, the bee populus. The CCEW, that's an awesome cleansing corrective herb. Southern Landria, it cleans the liver. It cleans the liver. And this is the time of the year where we want to keep the liver clean. Clean the liver. If you got any kind of congestion and build up a fluid in the lungs, pleurisy root is awesome for that. And listen, eat wholesome, holistic food. I tell people all the time, we got to eat right. We got to go back to the earth. This is one reason why I love so much my Juice Plus. I can't tell you how thankful I am for this product. I just want to mention tonight, too, for some of you new people that's on the call tonight, allow me to show you how you can get free fruits and vegetables, whole food nutrition, in capsule or either gummy form for your children, grandchildren, nieces, nephews, nieces, nephews, neighbors, anybody, any children. You know, children can't resist that candy taste. Parents, you don't have to worry. Juice Plus has 4 grams of sugar, and it's derived from tapioca syrup and organic cane sugar. Not high fructose corn syrup. So I just want to let you know that. And it's awesome because you know that your child is getting the whole food nutrition that they need. No matter when they're away from you, when they're in school, you never know what your child is eating. You know, but at least you know they've had a good breakfast, and if they've had their Juice Plus, then they've had apples, oranges, pineapples, cranberries, papaya, peaches, cherries, and carrots, and parsley, and beets, kale, and broccoli, and cabbage, and spinach, and tomatoes, and oat bran, and brown rice bran, even if they happen to have them that honey bun or whatever else they may have when they're out of your sight. So go to my website and check it out. Listen, what sets Juice Plus apart from all the rest of the supplements on the market? Independent research, independent studies published in peer-reviewed scientific journals have demonstrated that Juice Plus delivers key nutrients that are absorbed by the body. That means it's bioavailable, y'all. Juice Plus reduces oxidative stress. And you know what? We got some form of oxidative stress going on every day, whether you're exercising, whether you're stressed about something, whatever. There's some oxidative stress going on. Juice Plus reduces oxidative stress. It strengthens the immune system. And isn't that what we need this time of the year? It helps to protect the DNA. It promotes cardiovascular wellness. It reduces systematic inflammation. Aren't you hearing so much about inflammation now? What's that one dis-ease that everywhere you look, people talking about they got it? Fibromyalgia. Everywhere, every time I turn around, doctors say I got fibromyalgia. It reduces systematic inflammation. I'm sorry, systemic inflammation. And it supports healthy skin and gum. So, I mean, it's just a no-brainer. If you don't get your daily, recommended daily allowances of fruits and vegetables, here's a way to do it quick, fast, and in a hurry. I take my capsules in the morning, all 6 of them. And I got this little seasoning bottle that I save. Because a friend of mine shared with me one time how you know, you notice how everything is in plastic now? Well, I notice how everything is in plastic now. So when I get good little bottles and glass bottles, I like to save them. And I saved this one bottle that I had some organic herbs, Italian herbs came in it. And so what I do in the morning before I work out, before I go to the gym or whatever, I take me about, I fill it halfway up with either coconut milk or almond milk, and I take my Juice Plus capsules and I open them and I put them in there and shake it up. And it's like a little shake. And I may even put my flaxseed oil in there. And that's all I have right before I go to the gym, because I don't like working out on too heavy of a stomach. I found out that it kind of makes me nauseous. But that's just enough. If that little bottle was about 2 ounces, and I shake it up and drink it down, and it is awesome. And I've got mine in for the day. I don't even have to worry about, I used to say, well, okay, I would split them up, take my orchard in the early part of the day and then my garden blend in the evening, or take my orchard and my vineyard in the early part of the day. But now I just take them all at one whop. And I feel phenomenal all during the day. So that may be something you want to consider. Also, I'd like to share with you about the focus on the kids' immunity. It's kind of tricky to get the kids to eat what they're supposed to eat, you know, to support their immune system, the fruits and vegetables every day. So encourage your kids to sit down at the table. You know, it used to be a ritual at our home for us to all come together at dinner time. Everybody is moving in such different shifts now until, you know, it's so rare to have a family that sit down at the table and enjoy a good meal together. But this is something that we have to do. Get them excited about eating healthy food and get them involved in the preparation of the dinner. Incorporate different things, you know, things that they may. I remember for years I said I didn't like green bell peppers until one year at my son's preschool, they had a day, and I thought this was so ingenious. They had a day where each parent had a station, and at your station you had either carrots or apples or pears or green peppers. And guess who was on the green pepper station? Moi. And what we did was have the kids all to come around and try different things. And you know how kids will say, oh, no, I don't like that. And you say, you don't like it? Have you had it before? No, I don't like it. Well, I got stuck on the green pepper table. And I would have to, they said, well, encourage the kids, show them, take one. And by the end of the day, I was eating those things like wildfire. And I went in saying, oh, man, anybody want to switch with me? Nobody wants to switch. I say, that was a setup. So encourage the kids to try different things. The way I used to do it with my grandkids, I would tell them, I say, try it. If you don't like it, you can spit it out. But at least try it. Because, you know, you hear them say, I don't like that. How do you know you don't like it? Have you had it before? No, but I don't like it. I know I don't want any. So I would always tell them, just try it. So the liver. I wanted to really share some stuff with you tonight about the liver. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to press number 1 on your telephone keypad. You could come in and ask your question. We still got a few minutes. Don't wait until 2 or 3 minutes, okay? Did you know that the liver is the largest single organ in the body? And in an adult, it weighs about 3 pounds, and it filters over a liter of blood each minute. And it's roughly the size of a football. It's located in the upper right-hand part of the abdomen, behind the lower ribs. And the liver has more than 200 functions. And it plays a central role in nearly all body functions. And some are, it converts food into the chemicals that the body needs to grow and maintain health. it's used in eliminating and ingested and internally produced toxic substances from the blood. It produces bile. Bile is a liquid that is essential for digestion. I mean, those are just some of the things. It stores certain vitamins and minerals and sugars, and producing quick that produces quick energy when it's needed. It controls the production and excretion of cholesterol. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on and on. But you know what? The liver also helps with hormonal balance, fat regulation, and digestion. It produces immune factors that help the body fight off infections. It detoxifies the blood by filtering out the toxins, the air pollutants, the pesticides, the herbicides, the cigarette smoke, the environmental chemicals, alcohol, and prescription and non-prescription drugs that assault your body on a regular basis. The liver is such a vital organ, and it is so taken for granted. It is so. There's so many things that harm the liver. Too much protein in your diet. It's taxing on the liver. Because, see, the liver must metabolize complex protein into simple compounds. So the greater the consumption of protein, the greater the stress on your liver. The total protein count should be between 6.3 and 8.2. Under healthy circumstances. That's your protein count. And we just so take the liver for granted. There's a herb I want to share with you. Also, overeating. I got to get that in there. Overeating. Too much enzyme deficient food puts a stress on the liver. I mean, just remember that. Drug residues, like I said, all those things put a stress on the liver. But if you want to give your liver a treat, if you want to love your liver a little bit, do this. Get you some beetroot. Get the beetroot extract. The properties for beetroot, the properties and usage for beetroot, it's a liver cleanser. It's a good source of sulfur compounds, potassium, magnesium, and the trace element boron. And it provides folic acid. It pushes aluminum out of the nerves and the brain. And the liver loves it. Get you some beetroot and take you some beetroot. It's awesome. It provides folic acid for proper cell division of all the body parts, including the nails and hair growth. So you want to pay attention to the liver. Take some time and just love on your liver. Another herb I really like for the liver is milk thistle seed. I'm not going to be able to go into that tonight, but hopefully next week I'll tell you more about that. But the main healing force of milk thistle lies in the seed. So get you some milk thistle seed extract. And it's just been proven, it's proven itself effective for fatty degeneration of the liver, as well as any poisoning or congestion of the liver that's taking place. Milk thistle seed is the herb, okay? You guys, you know what? Time flies when you're having fun. And the clock on the wall say, it's time to get out of here. So, you know, I just want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in tonight to Here's to Your Health with me, Dr. Doris, brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network Station. And be sure to come back next week. We're going to talk about that 28 days to health and healing for the month of February, some things we're going to be doing, and we're going to do them together. It's fun when we do it together. Okay, and then at the 28th day, after those 28 days are up, hopefully we'll continue to incorporate some of these things that we're going to be sharing with you on next week. So without further ado, I like to bid you all a blessed and safe and sweet good night.